Professor Sam Gelman from the University of Wisconsin-Madison is visiting Warwick for the first time. We're delighted to have you here, Sam, and we heard from you the other day about a range of new structures that fall into the class of molecules you describe as foldamers. First of all, could you please explain to us what's special about this new class of molecule?
Well, I'd be very happy to do so, but let me first say how much I've enjoyed the time I've spent here at Warwick and a beautiful campus and really excellent science. So it's been a very nice time here. So, yeah, what's special about this new class of molecule? I guess it's a way of thinking, and it's not only mine. It's a whole group of organic chemists over the last 10 or 15 years have really tried to think in new ways about relationships between the structures of molecules and their ultimate functions.
So how did you first come to be interested in these particular molecules?
Well, I think for me and for other people interested in these molecules, it really came from thinking about how biological systems carry out complex processes and really then trying to extract principles that could be used to discover new kinds of chemistry that nature doesn't do.
So what benefits do you see synthetic structures bringing to the study of these biological systems?
Well, it's a very interesting way to phrase the question, and I'm not sure that there will be benefits to the study of biological systems, but there may be benefits in terms of being able to influence biological systems, particularly perhaps with regard to health type, drug type or pharmaceutical type applications. But that's still, if it ever comes to pass, that's in the future.
Okay, that's clear. What are the particular challenges that you and your research group have encountered when designing peptide analogues for either biological or some of the material science applications that you hinted at the other day?
Yeah, I guess the challenges and what makes the work very enjoyable is that you have to pull together expertise from areas that traditionally were sort of distinct from one another. So, for example, we have to do asymmetric organic synthesis at a level that's not very complicated by the standards of experts in that field, but that's much more complicated than non-experts such as we are would normally encounter. But at the same time, we need to be able to use relatively sophisticated biophysical tools that organic chemists have not been traditionally used to using.
And how about understanding the structures of these molecules and actually visualizing how these molecules behave in terms of their conformations? I'm thinking about molecular modeling approaches. Is this useful too?
Molecular modeling is useful, but in terms of predictive qualities, are you thinking about ability to predict structures?
Yes, I guess so.
Yeah, we're very hesitant about the capabilities, predictive capabilities. So we do modeling. We're hesitant to put too much faith in what we see. Although, of course, as you know, computer modeling is also very important in determining structures based on certain kinds of spectroscopic measurements. So there you have experiment to guide the modeling.
Okay. So just moving on then to the next logical question, the conformation of three-dimensional shapes of natural molecules can vary dramatically in different environments. This is something that I think has become more and more apparent over the last 10, 15 years. Is the same true of your molecules, perhaps?
Absolutely. Although it's something we're just beginning to explore.
Is it known how a rapidly evolving cell line, such as bacteria, might respond to the presence of a well-defined synthetic foldamer structure?
Well, all we know so far is antibacterial activities. We've actually designed some of these molecules to disrupt, to be able to kill bacteria with interest in antibiotics, trying to mimic natural peptides. And there, interestingly enough, what we found is that, although I think many people, including us, believed that that a specific shape was necessary, we've actually found that it's not. And so we've actually moved to molecules that are almost anti-foldamers in that area of research.
Hmm. And staying with the idea of foldamers in the context of living cells, how do enzymes that degrade proteins deal with foldamers?
Interestingly, they don't deal very well. They're not usually not able to degrade these things, except in very rare cases, which could be very valuable with regard to biological or and biomedical applications.
And bringing the discussion back to the practicalities of making some of these fascinating molecules, how are these molecules actually prepared? Are they readily synthesized?
They are pretty readily synthesized. It takes some effort sometimes to prepare the building blocks, but putting them together, putting the building blocks together to make the peptides is pretty much carried out the way one prepares conventional peptides.
And just thinking in terms of, I guess, undergraduates who might be listening to this talk, what background do students who enter your research group for graduate studies typically come from?
Well, you know, American undergraduates don't typically have as well-defined scientific backgrounds as the undergraduates in the UK. So basically just an interest in organic chemistry and or biochemistry or biophysics. As long as there's the interest, they can learn what they need once they get on board.
And what are their typical next steps when they graduate from your research?
Quite a range of things, actually. Many do postdoctoral fellowships, but ultimately they end up in academic positions and industrial positions, even a few less common things. One went into management consulting, but a pretty wide variety of things.
That's tremendous. I'd like to say, Sam, thanks very much for your time in recording this interview. Thanks again for your first talk and the second talk that we're looking forward to hearing this afternoon. And I do hope that at some point in the future you'll be able to return to Warwick to tell us more about the exciting applications of these and other fascinating molecules
you
make.
Thanks. I hope I'll be able to come back too. I've really enjoyed this visit. Thank you very much.
Great.